DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast skies this afternoon with a high of 46. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Lows level off around 25. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Chance of snow. Daytime highs approaching 52. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State legislators wrapped up last week hearing Senate Bill 317 in the Kansas Senate Judiciary Committee and hearing testimony from survivors of childhood sexual assault as the bill would drop the statute of limitations for criminal prosecution of sexual abuse in the state.
Do you love me? I won't let you down. You can trust me like no one else does. You don't want to see my bad side. These are the texts a 48-year-old man sent me a few hours after sexually assaulting me. I was 14.
That audio from Cake News. Julie Donnellan, who runs the Kansas City-based Metropolitan Organization to Counter Sexual Assault, testified as well, saying that survivors are coming out all the time, and it's a bill that they've been pushing for all session long.
Far too many children are victims of the crime of sexual abuse. Every 68 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted, and every 9 minutes, that victim is a child.
They say they are also reminding individuals that anywhere in the state, you can call the Wichita Area Sexual Assault Center or go to the website at wichitasac.com.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Been patiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigations, along with the Wilson County Sheriff's Office, have announced they have identified the remains that were found in Wilson County as 43-year-old Stephanie M. Willard of Fredonia. KWCH News reports the event happened after hunters found the body on March 16th and called 911, where law enforcement found the body roughly a mile south of Coffeyville, Kansas. An autopsy was done, and with the remains of being identified, law enforcement has contacted the family, and the investigation on the cause of the death is still ongoing. The KBI says if you have any information regarding the remains or the investigation, you can call 1-800-KS-CRIME. In other news, one individual is in critical condition after an explosion at their home early on Wednesday morning in Great Bend. KWCH News reports the Great Bend Fire Department responded to the reports of an explosion where they found large debris and the structure being mostly destroyed. The Great Bend Fire Department also reported that the explosion caused, quote, significant damage to neighborhood structures and vehicles, as the fire department, along with the Kansas Fire Marshal, are investigating the cause of the explosion and fire.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, this week kicks off Severe Weather Awareness Week in the state of Nebraska, as Governor Jim Pillen made the announcement last week, declaring the week of March 27th through the 31st Severe Weather Awareness Week, where he asks everyone to follow up on their plans or create a plan in case of a scenario of severe weather.
What's our plan for our family in the event that we have severe weather? And maybe the other thing to remember is that we have lots of neighbors. This is the greatest place in the world to live, right? We have lots of people moving to Nebraska. When we have new neighbors, let's make sure, help our new neighbors, make sure that they understand what's going on here.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4. He also announced that there would be a statewide tornado drill on March 29th at 10 a.m. The Awareness Week also brings recognition to children, with winning entries of third graders from statewide poster contests highlighting severe weather and ways to be safe. Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP-NOW for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. National Weather Service spring storm spotter training for Marshall County will be Monday evening in Marysville at the Helvering Center, beginning at 7. Washington County, spring storm spotter training is April 10th. Last year, Kansas saw 56 tornadoes, with 5 in Marshall County, second highest in the state to Thomas County, home to Colby in northwest Kansas with 8. No other county saw more than 3 last year. The most destructive tornado in Marshall County was an F1 that tracked south out of Nebraska the evening of June 11th, resulting in substantial tree and power line damage and some structural damage as well from north of Marysville to the south of Blue Rapids. Again, spring storm spotter training Monday evening at 7 at the Helvering Center in Marysville is open to the public. Valley Heights USD 498 School Board at the March meeting accepted the retirement resignation of Melissa Kennedy, effective July 1st. Mike Savage is serving as interim principal at Valley Heights Junior Senior High, as Michelle Palgren is no longer in that position. Savage will continue the post until the end of a school year or until further board action is taken. USD 498 Board met in several executive sessions at recent meetings to discuss non-elected personnel. Marysville USD 364 School Board will allow students to participate in 2 sports this spring season in a trial effort. Those interested will be required to maintain a 3.5 GPA. If the probationary period is successful, the opportunity could be extended going forward. At this month's board meeting, snow dates were considered. May 19th will be a half day with a teacher work day May 22nd. Resignations were accepted from Terry Kohorst, paraprofessional, and elementary teachers Paige Howard and Jessica Jordan. Approval was given to hire Kylie Kroger as district treasurer, Rachel Mazzavina, librarian, and elementary teachers Kelsey Donahue and Emily Ehrlich. The 1930s-era football stadium at Clay Center is being demolished as the school district relocates from Otto Unruh Field to a new location east of the junior-senior high school. The property was sold to a developer for $300,000 as concerns with age and deterioration were cited by officials. Another town hall information meeting regarding the Marshall County Jail Project is planned Thursday, March 30th in Blue Rapids at the Community Center beginning at 7 p.m. That was originally scheduled Tuesday, has been set for Thursday, March 30th, 7 p.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. At the recent public forum on the jail construction, Marshall County Clerk Sandy Wilson indicated that commissioners hope to absorb some of a 2.914 mill levy increase toward the project into the budget going forward.
Well, their direction has basically been, when I go to start punching in the budget numbers, is to be able to spread that 2.914 levy throughout the general fund without cutting services, because that is the main thing that people are expecting, and the services that you get from our county, no one wants to lose that. So we're hoping what we can do is take that levy and take that 2.914 mill and just even that out through the rest of the levy and cut any excess budget that anybody may have without cutting the services.
Also at that meeting, Marshall County Commissioner Keith Bramhall clarified status of construction of a new Marshall County Health Department building.
Okay, so the folks over here was asking me about the health department and whether those two, the health department and the jail, will compete for funds and stuff. Okay, we already have the money allocated for the health department. Okay, so the health department is going to be paid for by four different sets of funds. It'll be paid for, obviously, with insurance money from the old one, which is a little over $1 million about $1.2 million total. That covers the cost, what they paid us for the old building, plus replacement cost of the stuff inside, desk, furniture, whatever, exam tables, anything that Cheryl needs in there. Cheryl's also done a great job of coming up, like I said before, with coming up with grant money. Probably a little over $200,000, I'm thinking right now, kind of throwing an odd number out there. And then we have over $1.2 million in ARPA funds left to spend and allocate, and we can use as much of those funds as we need just kind of to finish out, you know. So we use the insurance money, the grant money, and then we just finish out. And so we're looking at maybe $500,000 or less of the ARPA funds. And then the rest of those ARPA funds we can use on other projects around town and the jail.
Gail A. Collins, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Collins. Fred W. Behrens, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Behrens.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. There will be a slight chance for some rain and snow showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Some flurries early on Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying sunny on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s, and partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Warming up on Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 70s, south winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 40, and a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and mid 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms may continue early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 70s. And some showers early Friday night, then partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. And sunshine throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35. And the record low, 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:20. Sunset this evening at 7:45.
Looking for a promising cash crop for your small farm? The story of one unconventional plant that's trending big time on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 27th, the 86th day of the year. Actor and director Quentin Tarantino has a birthday, and the first cherry blossom trees were planted in Washington, D.C. on this day in 1912. Here's one of the most surprising developments in small farming we've come across recently. One cash crop that's been increasingly popular for U.S. producers is bamboo. It's not just a tropical plant. Many varieties can be grown in climates as harsh as New England's. And while the plant does produce edible shoots, the primary U.S. market is in landscaping. Bamboo is easy to maintain, and it stays green through the winter. It's most commonly used as a hedge, a screen, or a shade plant. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Althea wishes the best of luck to the Pawnee City High School Scholars in their academic events and competitions this week. They have been studying diligently and are sure to excel in class and at academic extracurricular activities. Good luck, students, from everyone at Althea in Pawnee City, proud supporter of the Indians. Western National Bank admires the students of Axtell and all area high schools who work long hours to achieve their goals in academics such as science, history, and math. Good luck in this week's scholastic events and competitions from your fans at Western National Bank in Summerfield, member FDIC. Berwick Oil proudly applauds the Sabetha High School students who strive to excel in forensics, FFA, band, and many other academic areas. Today's choices are sure to lead the boys and girls to a bright future. Good luck in all of your competitions and performances this week from Berwick Oil in Sabetha.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's the end of the line for college basketball in the state of Kansas after the 3-seed Kansas State Wildcats made it to the Elite Eight, but fell to the number 9-seed Florida Atlantic Owls on Saturday with a final score of 79-76.
Plenty of time on the clock here. What an incredible job he's done. Kansas State was picked last in the Big 12 to start the year. Keontae Johnson, that's one of their big gets. He and Noel averaging over 17 a game.
The Owls were off to a strong start at the beginning of the game, putting 42 points on the board for the first half, but it was also a strong game for both Marquise Noel and Naquan Tomlin, as Noel ended up putting 30 points on the board for the game with 40 minutes to play, with 3 rebounds and 12 assists. Tomlin had 14 points. Keontae Johnson put 9 on. Overall, Kansas State was 46.6% of field goals, 45% with three-pointers, and had a 66% rate for their free throws. The Owls move on to take on the number 5 San Diego State Aztecs in the Final Four.
March is the month to get lucky at Midwest Kia. Impatiently waiting for your next new ride? Well, you're in luck. Midwest Kia expects 130 new Kias in March. Make your neighbors green with envy by going green in a brand new Kia EV6, North America's utility vehicle of the year. Count your blessings to find a brand new 2023 Kia K5 Sorento and the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, priced right and never over MSRP. Hit that four-leaf clover, then come by to experience our simple, transparent, and fast car buying process that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Count your lucky stars that every new Kia comes with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, we know we're lucky to be able to serve the great people in the Wichita area. Don't try your luck at another dealership. Come experience our better way to buy at Midwest Kia. Get lucky at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
He has a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas City Royals are preparing for first pitch of the regular season of the Major League Baseball season for 2023 with two spring training games left for the season. First pitch tonight at 7:05 as they have a two-game series against the Texas Rangers. The Royals are coming off a shutout of 5-0 against the Chicago Cubs last night. They start the regular season of Major League Baseball with a three-game series at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Minnesota Twins before a four-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays, also at home before getting on the road against the San Francisco Giants. And with opening day of the regular season, the Kansas City Royals Bengals are finalizing their opening roster for game day, as the latest from the camp reports that Jackie Bradley Jr. will make the 26-man roster, ranked number 3 among the Royals outfielders with at least 5 game appearances, and was ranked one of the best defensive outfielders for 2022. In college baseball, the Kansas State Wildcats are set for a 2-game series against the Air Force, with tip-off starting on Tuesday. That game at Falcon Field at the USAF Academy in Colorado Springs, before coming back home to take on the number 24 West Virginia Mountaineers for a 3-game series.
Immerse yourself in your favorite children's book with a visit to Bookworm Gardens in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Or take a ride in the Magic School Bus Garden at the U.S. Botanic Garden from May through October. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The importance of literature and gardens inspired Sandy Livermore to found Bookworm Gardens. This year, it's being recognized as one of 14 distinctive botanic gardens that will be featured in the 2019 U.S. Botanic Garden Special Exhibit in Washington, D.C. The Magic School Bus Plant Seeds will be created to represent Bookworm Gardens at this exhibit. Don't worry if you can't visit Sheboygan or Washington, D.C. Create your own literature-inspired garden spot in your backyard. Perhaps you have a hollow log for Winnie the Pooh, a large trellis to grow Jack's Magic Beanstalk, or just a nice rock or bench for sitting and reading in the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with Organic PlantSkin Animal Repellent. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. PlantSkin uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere before taking a bite out of your plants. It doesn't harm animals, but is effective against deer, rabbits, bulls, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. PlantSkin is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications are needed. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Ag Buildings provides safe storage and working space for farm shops and machinery. Inline Construction offers wood or steel frame ag buildings complete and finished to your specifications. Call today for a quote and let them get started. For ag buildings, demolition, concrete, and construction work, count on Inline Construction. Find them and see their recent projects on their Facebook page.
The Mississippi River empties into the Gulf of Mexico, just south of New Orleans, Louisiana. But where does the mighty river begin? That question puzzled explorers for many years, leading them on a search through the woods of northern Minnesota. It's today's edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Connie Cox says it all began here.
Lake Itasca is known because it has the title of the headwaters of the mighty Mississippi River.
You can see the very spot where the Mississippi River, which looks like a creek, spills out of the lake to begin its journey to the Gulf. But it took a long time to locate these headwaters.
We always start out with Hernando de Soto, who discovers the outlet of the Mississippi River in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's in about 1541. And slowly these people begin following the river. We have French explorers coming up. But even in the 1700s, they only had the river mapped as far as what is today Minneapolis-St. Paul.
The source of the river needed to be located for more reasons than pure curiosity, though.
the reason the river became so important to find the source is after the Revolutionary War in the Paris Peace Treaty in 1783, it established the starting point of the Mississippi as our nation's boundary.
Soon, this region of northern Minnesota became a focal point for explorers.
So they knew the Mississippi River from the Gulf of Mexico to St. Anthony Falls, but where did it begin? The French explorers had Lake of the Woods identified, which is this huge lake in that funny little hat in Minnesota. But where was it in between that point? And that's why everybody came searching for it.
But it took many years to identify Lake Itasca as the beginning point. More of the story from the headwaters of the Mississippi as we travel the countryside at Lake Itasca, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
A constant water supply for livestock may be as simple as searching your property. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tap into a spring seeping out of the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Springs pop up wherever groundwater flows out of the Earth's surface. They typically occur along hillsides, low-lying areas, or at the base of slopes. Springs can be an excellent source of drinking water for livestock if they're developed and maintained properly. Noller Herbert is the Deputy Chief for Science and Technology with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says if you're considering tapping into a spring, it's important to take measurements and be sure that the rate of flow is reliable during all seasons of the year.
Do the measurement in the dry season, not in the wet season, because if you were to observe that over time and if it flows at a consistent rate, that would be reliable. So what people do is take measurements of the flow rate, the amount of water coming out of the seep. And over time, you'll have the data on how much water you're getting from that spring.
The flow rate can be tested with a 5-gallon bucket. Dig it into the slope of the spring and time how long it takes to fill the bucket. If the spring is proven to be a constant source, it's extremely important to have the water tested for contamination. Springs are highly susceptible since they're fed by groundwater traveling through different environmental conditions. Then, if the water is found safe, you can start collecting it.
You may want to collect right there on site, either through a pond or some sort of a collection box. Once you have a collection box, and if the spring is reliable, then you can pipe that water to either a storage tank or to a watering trough where the livestock can get to it.
Herbert says your local NRCS people can help you with this project. Learn more about tapping into a spring and how to collect the water at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We are traveling in the footsteps.
When the saints go marching in,
oh, Lord,
what a
I saw a coffee mug once with the words, "When the going gets tough, the tough go shopping." Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, the term shopaholic is used almost as a joke. It's really easy to make light of it. But it is a serious issue for many people. It may even ring true for you. So what happens if you dig a little deeper? Do you notice any patterns to your retail therapy? Does it happen when you have a rough day at work? Or maybe when you get some bad news? If you find yourself looking for a way to feel better, and you're turning to shopping, it may be time to stop and pay attention. And if you do find you need to pick me up after a tough day or bad news, consider some different options. Maybe get some exercise, or spend some quiet time with God. Or turn on your local Christian radio station for some worship music. Whatever you do, I'm sure you'll find you make wiser financial decisions when you're turning away from retail therapy and letting God help you plan your finances.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2020 Chevy Traverse. It has the leather premium package. They have a 2019 Chevy Equinox, a one-owner local trade, a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence, and a 2016 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
The start of a four-part series on how consumers look at food prices. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
We see what we're paying for groceries now and our collective heads just blow up. But compared with the economics of a few years ago, it's a different story. Andy Herrig is a VP at the Food Marketing Institute, a trade association representing the consumer-facing contingent of the food supply chain.
If you look at this in inflation-adjusted dollars, the U.S. food system is actually much more affordable today than it was 20 years ago, 40 years ago. And if you look at food cost, both food at home and food outside the home, as a share of income, that's consistently gone down over the past 40 years.
Herrig says we consumers tend to make comparisons based on the here and now.
They care about their last trip to the store. They care that they are paying more this week than they did the same week last year. And we're really seeing that show up in their feelings and their interpretations of what we're seeing in terms of inflation.
Herrig told attendees at the recent Ag Outlook Forum put on by the U.S. Department of Agriculture that his organization recently surveyed consumers about their perceptions of food economics. While that survey is not yet public, we'll share some of the findings from it in the days ahead. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Smith's Auto salutes the Pawnee City FFA chapter for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry and is proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention from Smith's Auto in Pawnee City. Proud to support our local students.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
We know federal lawmakers and a federal judge recently cited against the EPA's new Waters of the U.S. rule. Michael Clements has more.
Courtney Briggs, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Government Affairs Director, says Congress is exercising its authority under the Congressional Review Act.
And they have used that in the House of Representatives to disapprove of the most recently finalized WOTUS rule. And they successfully did that with nine Democrats crossing over the aisle. And now we're waiting on the Senate, who will imminently be voting on this CRA resolution. Unfortunately, President Biden has already come out and said that he will veto this resolution.
The most recent version of the rule went into effect Monday in 48 states.
And that is because a district court in Texas granted a preliminary injunction to prevent the rule from being finalized in two states. Unfortunately, the judge did not extend his decision nationwide and only applied it to the plaintiffs in the case.
Briggs explains the next steps in the litigation process.
We are going to see the litigation play out because not only did we request a preliminary injunction, but we are also challenging the merit of the rulemaking. Also, attention will be placed on the Supreme Court because they have yet to hand down a decision in Sackett versus the EPA, which we feel will go to great lengths to provide clarity and certainty to the regulated community.
And now let's look at your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at AbilineMachine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. At St. Francis, 36. At Johnson, 39. At Liberal, 44. Medicine Lodge, you've got 42. Anthony, 43. Belleville, you're looking at 40.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire Monday.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The American Farm Bureau Federation's Ag Innovation Challenge is looking for entrepreneurs and innovators for the 2024 edition of the contest. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
The Ag Innovation Challenge is a business-based competition designed to showcase startups in the U.S. Chase Heineman, Director of Industry Relations at American Farm Bureau Federation, says they are looking for people who are working on ways to help meet the challenges faced by farmers and ranchers.
It is an opportunity for these startups to pitch their ideas to American Farm Bureau, as well as our judges, and to secure funding for their ideas, for their businesses, to help grow their businesses and take it to the next level. It's also an opportunity for them to interface with other professionals in the startup space.
The Ag Innovation Challenge is in its 10th year and has continued to grow since it began. He talks about what makes a business a good fit for the challenge.
Any startup that is agriculture focused, that is seeking to help farmers and ranchers meet the challenges that they face every day, trying to develop solutions. Those are the types of businesses that we're looking for. Those businesses that are thinking creatively in their product and in their service, but also their business model.
Heinemann says this is a great opportunity for new businesses, both from a financial and development standpoint.
The Ag Innovation Challenge is obviously an awesome opportunity to get an increase in financing. So if companies, startups are looking to expand operations or take their companies to the next level, this is an opportunity.
EFBF will award $165,000 in startup funds to 10 businesses, culminating at a live pitch competition and networking event at the AFBF convention in January of 2024 in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be hosting the second annual Flint Hills Replacement Female Sale Wednesday, March the 29th, starting 12 o'clock noon. This sale will feature 150-plus choice reputation black and black-white face first calf heifers. They'll be at with Angus-sired 45 to 70-day-old calves by side. There will be 300 fall-bred calf-vaccinated first calf heifers consisting of 150 blacks, 80 black-white face, and 70 red fall-bred heifers. They'll be AI or bull-bred to low birth weight, high calving ease bulls for August through October calving. There will be 380 choice spring-born calf-fed vaccinated replacement heifers consisting of 200 Angus and Angus-influenced heifers, 100 black-white face, 25 sim-Angus, 40 red, red-white face, and Hereford heifers. All the heifers will be pelvic examined and have pre-breeding shots. For more information on the special replacement female cattle sale to be held Wednesday, March 29th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Information from the MidAmerica Ag Network. Jeff Eagle with you on this Monday. As we roll through a Monday, here's what we're looking at right now. May corn at 646 and a half. That's up 3 1/2. July corn, 627 and 3/4. That's up 4 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 864 right now. That's up 16. Kansas City wheat for July, 850 and a quarter. That's up 16 right now. May oats up 5 at 373 and a half. July oats, 368, that's up 5. Taking a look at soybeans for May, here's what we're looking at, 1442 and a quarter, it's up 14. July soybeans, 1420 and a quarter, that's up 14 as well. Looking at cotton for May, $79.45 is your current price, that's up $2.91. Cotton for July, $79.93, that's up $2.76. Live cattle for April up $1.45 at $164.45. Live cattle for June $158.40. That's up $1.80 right now. Feeder cattle for March $191.52 and a half. That's up $1.87. And check this out. Feeder cattle for April up $2.45 right now at $197.20. Looking at oil for May, crude oil for May $72.23. That's up $2.96. Crude oil for June $72.33. That's up $2.92. Gold for April, taking it on the chin today, down $29.50 at $19.54.30. Gold for June, down $29.80 at $19.72.40. Silver for May, $23.13.5. That's down 20 cents. July silver, $23.31. And that's down 21 cents. Wall Street, the Dow up 234. S&P up 9. NASDAQ down 101. That's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $27.78 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire Wednesday.
Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring maintenance technicians on the first, second, and third shifts. HVAC knowledge and experience preferred. Strong troubleshooting skills are necessary. 1 year verifiable experience. They offer competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus a comprehensive benefit package and promotion opportunities. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or call their Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
Seeing potential for markets to begin favoring protein content in the wheat industry, producers may want to reconsider their production goals. I'm Leah Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State wheat specialist Romulo Lolato offers insight on the demand for higher protein rather than yields in the wheat industry.
Historically in Kansas, the Kansas wheat grower has not been paid based on protein. Usually it has been bushels. How much production is out there, that's usually how much they are going to get paid. Now, it's not to say that there hasn't been here and there some specific protein markets in high yielding years, but historically it has been bushels. There was a lot of talk about protein premiums in 2016 and 2017 as well. Now, thinking back, those were two very high-yielding years. What that tells me is that whenever there is yield potential based on weather, we don't have the fertility to keep up. And so most of the state ends up producing low-protein wheat. So protein can be an indicator of whether we were near the maximum yield of that crop or those yielding conditions or not.
Lolato discusses the developing market and plant varieties for high-protein wheat.
It has been recent, right, something in the last 7 years or so that we started seeing scattered markets for protein showing up. And more recently here, I think we have more organized efforts to source for high-protein wheat, whether it is based on millers and bakers' wants and what they need, or even the new protein plants that are being developed in Kansas. In the areas of Russell with Purefield Ingredients and Phillipsburg with Amber Wave. So those two protein plants, I heard something around 10% of the total wheat production in Kansas can be consumed by those two together or even more than that. For the Kansas wheat grower that usually half of the wheat is exported from Kansas, to have two plants that can actually use 10% or more of the wheat crop, that's huge. Now, they will have some specific conditions, for example, the wheat needing to be more than 12% protein, but the market will be there, and very likely there will be a premium for growers who are able to deliver that protein.
Lolato further discusses the demand and conditions for growing high-protein wheat.
A different initiative that has been going on for perhaps a little bit longer is actually some programs by wheat mills or even bakers who are actually able to pay growers not only for yields but for quality as well. That is maybe more of a niche opportunity, but that some growers are able to capitalize on it as well. So again, a huge demand for that high protein wheat, which some years we have no problem finding it if the weather is not very favorable for the crop, but in some years it can be rare to find. Whenever we have good yielding conditions, that I mean more rainfall, cooler temperatures during the grain filling period, which combined make the plant put more starch in the grain, and so it dilutes whatever protein amount we have out there.
That was Romulo Lolato, K-State wheat specialist, discussing the potential shift towards higher quality protein in the wheat industry. I'm Leah Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
In honor of the veterans who served during the Vietnam War, Nails by Tina thanks the 2.7 million military personnel who were deployed during the conflict. The sacrifices they made while serving in Vietnam were astronomical and are more than appreciated from all of your friends at Nails by Tina in Beatrice. Kyle Service Center honors the brave men and women who served during the Vietnam War. They fought with an American spirit in a foreign land for the continued freedom and democracy of our allies, and takes this time to truly thank these heroes and their loved ones for everything they do. From Kyle's Service Center in Pawnee City.
KNDY. country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.